This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillig in for John Hockenberry today. Thank you so much for listening. President Obama is in Germany today, where he announced an increase in U.S. special forces fighting ISIS in Syria.
I've decided to increase U.S. support for local forces fighting ISIL in Syria. A small number of American special operations forces are already on the ground in Syria, and their expertise has been critical as local forces have driven ISIL out of key areas.
That's President Obama there speaking at a trade fair in Hanover, Germany earlier today. The 250 special forces brings the total number of U.S. troops inside Syria to about 300. The president is also urging NATO and European forces to do more in the fight against ISIS. And the president's trip is a farewell tour of a kind, but it's also a call for unity across Europe. Terrorist attacks, mass migration, and slow economic growth and high unemployment have all given rise to nationalist movements and some calls to break up the EU. In June, voters in the United Kingdom will decide whether they even want to stay in the EU. Heather Connolly served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the Bureau for European and Eurasian Affairs from 2001 until 2005. Currently, she's Director of the Europe Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Heather, welcome.
Great to be with you, Todd.
So part of the symbolism behind the president's visit this week, he was in London lobbying against the UK leaving the European Union. Now he's kind of rallying other European leaders on the continent. And it gives sort of a subtext that the president feels like Europe is faltering.
Yeah, I mean, even the White House admitted that the press coverage, that there's been so much media coverage about Europe really for the last several years, beginning with the economic crisis, and now certainly it's been accelerated with both the migration crisis and the terrorist attacks in Paris and Brussels. I think in some ways, the president's visit to the UK, to Germany now, is a bit of a pep talk for Europe. It may come a little too late. And as the president saw in London, there is a raging debate about what the future of Europe will be. And is the UK better off in that future, or is it better off by itself? Clearly, President Obama wants to see a strong UK and a strong Europe. But when it gets to Germany, here you have a president who's trying to revive very lackluster transatlantic trade and investment talks. He's also, you know, receiving a lot of criticism that the U.S. hasn't done enough in Syria, perhaps which is what has prompted the military announcement. We haven't taken a large number of refugees. We haven't really taken a bigger military step. And Europe feels as if it is collateral damage to 5 years of an ongoing Syria conflict.
And we haven't solved the war after the president publicly drew a red line against Assad, and the refugee crisis is Europe's to deal with.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This is where we've really seen over the last several years where rhetoric, Assad must go, red lines, has far exceeded presidential action. And this is where, again, American credibility, as well as its alliance structure. You know, in some ways, the transatlantic relationship is like a very old established marriage. We know each other well. We do everything together. But the last several years, we've really lost sight of each other. We don't understand politically what's happening in each other's countries. And Europe, which is the most important foreign policy success for the United States of decades of investment, it's now really under great stress. And it's going to need a little bit more than just a presidential pep talk to go, you need to do more, hang in there, guys.
So if the family needs some help in staying together here, and President Obama is there for, I don't know if it's a therapy session, but a pep talk, as you described it, what does Europe really need going forward? What do they need from the United States? What do they need from each other to get past this this big family problem?
Well, I think keeping in line with the therapy session, it just means it needs a more involved and engaged United States in European issues. For many years, President Obama, Secretary Kerry, everyone has been a frequent traveler to Europe, but they've talked about everything but Europe. They've talked about the Iran nuclear negotiations, the Syria talks, and more recently, obviously, the Russian incursion in Ukraine. But what we haven't done is looked at each other and said, what is going on in your countries? Why are political parties in Europe on the far right and the far left growing increasingly strong? Why can't Europe seek solutions to overcome its challenges. What can we do together? And of course, Europeans are looking at our presidential process and going, what are you doing? We want you to be a responsible ally. President Obama has reflected that Europeans are free riders as allies. So in some ways, we've stepped away from each other. We've turned inward. And Europe is the place we go to. They're our go-to allies. If Europe is less capable and able to help us with all of these global challenges, it makes the United States weaker. It makes the U.S. Less capable of putting forward a value-based agenda of robust foreign policy.
Heather Connolly, Senior Vice President for Europe, Eurasia, and the Arctic Director of the Europe Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.